Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Back to old school on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is Old School, brought to you by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. They've got three Lincoln locations and one up in Omaha. Down here in Lincoln, 84th and Havelock, 85th and Old Cheney, and 30th and Yankee Hill. Up in Omaha, 168th and Maple. If you have plans to grill tonight or this weekend, please, please, please send us what you're making. Picture would be great. If not, just run it down on our text line, brought to you by Starter Heyman Jewelers, 402-464-5685. EJ Barthel, Dana Holgerson grilled. Okay, maybe not quite that crazy. But they were asked some questions, right? They faced the media here during spring ball. Huskers threw, what, 9 practices, 10 practices, about two-thirds of the way through our your Nebraska Cornhuskers. Let's talk about the tight ends, right? Let's talk about Luke Lindenmeyer. That's a guy that certainly played a role when Dana Holgerson got to Lincoln. What does the offensive coordinator think about Luke Lindenmeyer and what his role in the offense could be?
Well, I think all three of those tight ends last year did a really good job. I mean, they all played, you know, a lot. I just, you know, Luke was, I just think he's a football player, man. You know, he was the youngest one, you know, and so I knew he was going to keep getting better and better. But he's another guy that is taking on a leadership role, is more vocal. Incredibly smart, plays with unbelievable pad level, is one of our better receivers, is reliable in the pass game, can get in there and put his hand on the ground and dig people out from a tight end perspective, sees the whole field and knows exactly what's going on at you know, every play. So he's just sophomore, going to be a junior, so he's going to keep getting better, happy with where he's at.
Going to be interesting to watch the development of this tight end position for Nebraska this year. You think about Thomas Vidoni off to the NFL draft, Nate Borkature off to the transfer portal and Texas A&M, and that leaves Luke Lindenmeyer as the next man up for Nebraska. That's a guy that could have had one of the biggest plays of Nebraska's season last year, just off his fingertips, a pass from Dylan Raiola against Illinois. That was the shot play for the Huskers there late in that game, looking to reclaim the lead, go ahead with a bigger margin. Maybe that changes the outcome of the game. Maybe it doesn't. But I'm curious to see what this year holds for Luke Lindenmeyer and whoever else emerges as tight end two, tight end three in this offense, because of just how loaded it seems like Nebraska's wide receiver core is. Dana Holgerson certainly talked about that. Let's see here. It was, yes, on wide receivers learning to adjust, and his impression of who the wide receiver core is as of right now. Here's Dana Holgerson.
Yeah, that's a work in progress too. You know, just from this is how we're going to do it type thing. That's not going to happen overnight either. You know, I mean, fortunately you have, you know, you got some vets in there, like, I consider Luke a skill guy, you know, Lindenmeyer. I mean, he's a veteran guy that is coming into his own. Dane Keyes played a lot. He gets more comfortable with Dylan every day. Is starting to show up. You know, Bonner is a tough guy. That's a skill guy that plays a whole lot of things and a lot of just a tough guy that plays fast. And then Ja'Cory's a vet as well. You know, and Isaiah Hunter made a couple of plays today that I've been waiting on him. So it's starting to make sense to those guys that have logged reps. You know, and then, you know, the young guys just got to keep plugging away. You know, a lot of times those guys are their heads spinning. We've got pretty much everything in, and I call it, like, you know, if we get in situational stuff, third downs, everything's on the table. It's not just the plays of the day. You know, you get down into the red zone, everything's on the table. It's not just the plays of the day. So you can see their heads, the younger guys, Cortez and Isaiah, you know, those guys are – their heads are spinning when you put it all together, which is understandable. The good news is it's spring practice, you know, going on number 10. So we got 5 more opportunities to coach them and then come back in June and work more football, you know, before the real deal happens.
Heard a couple names there, Cortez Mills, Isaiah Mosey. What has Dana Holgerson seen from those two early enrollees out of the high school ranks? Here's the OC.
Both those guys are going to contribute. They will be contributors in the fall. Okay, so they will continue to get better. We'll continue to figure out what they do well. On one-on-one reps, those guys probably have the highest percentage success rate. You know, that very rarely do DBs get their hands on those guys. They have the unique ability to be able to stay away from defenders. You know, they're not very strong, so the contested catch stuff is not probably is what you want it at this point. But those guys do a good job with body control and just playing the game. You know, now their heads are spinning, which slows them down some. But they really do a good job. They're talented young men. They're two very talented kids that will play this year.
They'll contribute. They'll play. Curious to see if that means that they will get their feet wet on special teams first, how often they'll be involved there, or if they're going to be legitimate pieces of this offense for Nebraska. Because if Nebraska puts these young guys out at wide receiver, that either speaks very highly of them or it speaks volumes about the other guys that have been brought in, that the young freshmen have already passed them on the depth chart. The part that stood out to me the most, though, about what Dana Holgorsen said was just how good those guys are at staying away from defenders, right? Of getting off the line, of creating separation, and of getting open. Kind of feels like that's something Nebraska has struggled with recently, right? I think back to the end of a couple seasons ago into even midseason last year, right? Nebraska's struggles against press coverage. If you want to play at the next level, you got to be able to get off press coverage. I didn't even play football, and I know that, right? It's just simple stuff. You're going to get jammed at the line. There's going to be hand fighting. How clean is your break off the ball? Nebraska still struggled with that at times last year, right? For all the physical gifts that Isaiah Nayer had, still struggled with that at times. Jamal Banks, good athlete, not elite athlete, didn't always create a lot of separation against man. Man's the primary defense, right? Zone's the changeup in a lot of cases. And sure, they're hybrid systems.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Where half is man, half is zone, whatever. I get it. It can get more complex. But just like in basketball, right? What you're going to see the majority of the time is man-to-man. Some teams will play you tight. Some teams will play you a little more loose, whatever. But you got to be able to create separation in a one-on-one situation. Or at the very least, you know, win your one-on-one, no matter how open you are or aren't. It's not shocking to hear Dana Holgorsen say that, yeah, the contested catch stuff is probably a little bit behind. Not shocking for freshmen, but the fact that these guys are still able to get open, get off the ball, to create separation from defensive backs, if they can do that, sure, throw them out there. Why not? I've never been a huge proponent of, well, this guy needs to be an elite blocker and, you know, he needs to be a great blocker on the perimeter. That to me just always feels like a bit of a cop-out and an excuse because you can always get better at that sort of stuff. Now, if you're whiffing blocks in assignments and running the wrong routes, please, by all means, bench a young man until he gets it right. But Nebraska, it also feels like maybe in some cases has kept some athletic dudes and some talent off the field because of those little things, right? And you don't want to let him slide. You still have to have a standard and hold him accountable. But would you rather have a guy on the field that is an A-plus, you know, run blocker and a, you know, C wide receiver in terms of getting open, catching the ball, all that stuff? Or would you rather have a C-plus blocker and a B-plus, A-minus receiver? It's a wide receiver. It's not a wide blocker. I'd rather have the good, talented receiver out there, cut him loose, and say, at the very least, hey, just go deep. Just get off the line, beat your man down the field. Just go. Or if you have a guy that's really good off the line, has a good first few steps, can you get him on those quick three-step slants, get him yards after the catch, whatever it looks like? Nebraska's not in a position to be able to afford to prioritize perimeter run blocking over dudes that can make special catches and get open. That's my opinion. If you can get open and you can catch the ball, those are the receivers I think Nebraska needs to put out on the field. Standards are standards. Just be a good enough run blocker, right? I'm not asking for wide receivers to pancake. I'm asking for wide receivers to get in the way. Engage a guy long enough for your running back to make the right cut. That's really all I think Nebraska needs to ask for out of its wide receivers in run blocking, right? Is special teams, right? Be willing, be active when participating there. But if Cortez Mills and Isaiah Mosey can get open and can catch the ball and can do some fun things with the ball in their hands after the catch, by all means, I would rather see those guys on the field than someone that's on the field to be a run blocker. Bubba, appreciate you texting in here. He says, I agree with you. Imagine having a receiver they had to focus attention on. That DB no longer needs to be worried about being blocked in the run game because he's too focused on the receiver. I feel like it could open up your offense. Obviously, there's a balance, right? You are going to have guys that are better run blockers, and there's certainly a time and a situation for that. But a wide receiver's number one job is to be a wide receiver. Receiver is in the name. Get open. Catch the ball. I completely understand that the quarterback needs to trust that the receiver is going to be in the right spot. And if a guy doesn't know the play, doesn't know the right route combo, isn't breaking his routes off at the right step, isn't looking at the right time, okay, fine. If Dylan Raiola can't trust a receiver, he shouldn't be out on the field. But you also need to make sure your quarterback is in the best position to be successful. And I don't think that's with a bunch of run blockers at wide receiver. I think that's with a bunch of wide receivers out on the field. Guys with actual skill, guys that can get open. And I think Nebraska does need to open the offense up in that way. And that's where I do think Nebraska does have a bunch of options, right? Dane Key is intriguing. Jamal Banks 2.0? Not quite. They're not exactly the same player, but I see a good contested catch, bigger bodied, dependable guy there. You need an Isaiah Nair replacement. Maybe that's an Isaiah Hunter, right? With the ability to stretch the field. What does Ja'Cory Barney look like in year two over the middle in the slot? How is Dane Holgorsen going to use him? That's certainly intriguing. Think about Demetrius Bell. That's the guy that was supposed to play. We were supposed to be talking about Demetrius Bell, not Ja'Cory Barney last year before the spring game injury to Demetrius Bell. He's back. Ja'Cory Barney's back. That's going to be a heck of a competition this spring. You think about a guy like Janarin Bonner. What does he bring to the table? That's a guy that I was pretty sold on. He was fine last year, certainly the best numbers of his career. But is he a wide receiver? He's fine. Is he a difference maker, a game changer? Didn't necessarily prove that last year, right? Can Nebraska use him, you know, as that wing back kind of inline tight end, flex tight end sort of role? Carter Nelson, how recovered and healthy is he from the offseason surgeries, whatever it is? Nebraska has guys. Nebraska has names. But who's going to actually step up and be a dude? Those are the guys that Nebraska has to figure out who they are and put them on the field. Geno Texan says the part he didn't talk about was whether or not they would actually catch it when they were open. That was a problem last year, even when the receivers did get open. There were certainly some drops. I didn't think the drops were that crippling. The problem is when they happened, they were pretty bad, right? I mean, Nebraska, I thought for the most part, held on to the ball pretty well. There may be a couple here and there that Jamal Banks, a guy that had no charted drops his final year at Wake Forest, would like back last year. It would have been some huge catches. Nair, how focused was he? Was his head always on the field? Didn't always seem like it at times, but I thought Ja'Cory Barney Jr. caught the ball pretty well. Bonner caught the ball pretty well. Tight ends, when they got the opportunities, I thought caught the ball pretty well, all things considered. So, I mean, yes, you always want a higher percentage of your passes to end in catches and not drops. But I really thought separation and getting open was the bigger problem for Nebraska last year, much more so than I would consider the drops to be an issue. Let's take our final break of Old School. We'll talk some more Husker football to wrap up the show.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.